So we were looking at a couple of the sources regarding the age of the universe, right? And we saw that there's a bit of a, you know, there are hints here and there of possibility of great, of numerous ages and worlds beforehand and so on and so forth. And we saw, do you have one of those? And we saw the idea of Seder Zmanim Kodim Lachain, and also the idea of these Doiros generations that preceded the world. And the idea, which I can't claim to understand, but it is mentioned by many of the Mekubalim, the idea of the Shemitah, that there are Shemitah cycles in the world. So the Rekanati, Sheva Shabbos Hashanim Hem Sheva Shemitahs Remeski Yichadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam HaShiva Pa'amim B'chol Shemitah Pa'am Achas, Hashem will renew His world seven times. B'chol Achas Mehen Tiyah Tosefes Toiva V'Hashbos Baruch Hu Milfaneya. Each time there'll be an addition, an improvement over the previous time. It's type of interesting, you know. Rav Kook in Shmoyne Kvatzin talks about the idea that he doesn't see evolution. He sees evolution as actually paralleling the Ruchnius, because in Ruchnius he says things happen by gradual improvement, a destruction of also sometimes the destruction of that which was prior and the recreation of that which comes after, right? So that's a similar idea here, which he's mentioning. And then the Kuzari, which we saw before, Maima Aleph Samach Zayin, Im Haya Mitztarech Baltar Elaham Lohoides Behiyuli Kadmon Olamas Rabin Koidem Olamas Efei. If a Jew who believes in the Torah would be forced to admit to the existence of some type of prior Hiyulai, substance, and many worlds preceding this world, Lohaya Bezeh Begam De Emunos, this would not be a flaw in his faith. Starts with Adam and Noach, and it started at a particular time. That's not to say it's the only world. A couple of other approaches, and although I don't necessarily endorse the approach, but it's interesting that the approach was not ignoring the issue. You see, look at the Malbim, the Mefarshim did not ignore the issue. There are people who would like to know. A friend of mine was in the yeshiva in England. They didn't allow certain cereal for breakfast because they had pictures of dinosaurs on the box, right? So, you know, Chalil or someone should think about it, right? So I'm sure it was a sugar cereal, so it was probably all for the best anyway. That's right. The Neshama Yisrael will prevent lots of fear. So if you have a look at the Malbim, right? So he says, he's talking about Yemachu min ha'aretz, Sha'agam sha'harbe nish'aru atzmaseim ha'chazakim k'mepilei barzel v'lo nimoichu, mesilei barzel v'lo nimoichu, b'kol ze nimchu min ha'aretz k'al yidei shetef ha'mayim huvlu apagorim l'toch ha'makim. He says basically all the creatures that existed before the marble were all washed away, even though their bones have become like iron, in other words, fossilized, and they've remained. Rubam nivlu beimke, but their bodies became swallowed up. Asher hadama patasas pima oimek toim. Rabba biyardukam alafim amaleimke shol. Ad shebet seis noach minatev lo matzah shum roishem mipigre balechayim v'atzamas anakim balechayim gedolim shai koyim abo. He didn't find anything. He comes out to a new world because everything had been buried because of the turmoil of the flood. Ve'edus Hashem ne'mana machkimas pesi lahashiv davar lachachmei geologia. And Hashem's Torah can answer the geologists. Shechoyfrim beimkei ha'adama u'moitzim atzomas gedoilos ma'anakim u'balechayim gedoilim shenevnim aretz. They dig down deep and they have found huge bones of huge creatures deep down in the ground. Right? U'balechayim gedoilim shenevnim aretz. Ve'ein amod mimei amabu ve'elech. Hei mochichim bezeh kadmus oilam. They want to prove from here how old, I mean, not literally kadmus. They're not trying to prove the world's eternal, but they're trying to prove that it's much older than what the Torah seems to say. They see stratum, right? They see strata, and every level is like a different time of different time period, as we well know. And they figure out that they'll find these bones in these different parts of the soil.
Shikvai ha'u balechayim me'kedem koidim zmani yitzir shalanu.
he says they make the assumption that since there are these deep layers and it would take so and so amount of years to form fossils in this layer and so on, therefore they say there must have been living things well before the Torah seems to say the world was even, there were any living things in the world. Right, the classic question from geology. So the Malbim's answer, yeah, you have to accept it, but I think it's interesting to see that the Malbim tried to deal with it and tried to come up with an answer. He didn't just ignore it and say, "Oh, a bunch of idiots," right? He said, "Right, because they have Elverik, this is ridiculous." Kiba es hamabul pascha dama es loya al yaday harashim shebao ma'omek shol. The ground opened up at the time of the flood and swallowed tohim rabba hafcha tachtonu lemaila. There was a complete revolution in the geology of the world through the flood. It wasn't just water. He says the whole of the depths of the soil were all revolutionized, right? And he says, and therefore he says, the nivka chokhmas hadorshim v'choyfim ladas eichus hamapecha hazois kasher osta niflos b'meshech kufnum yom shalom esmaim. He says these investigators and researchers did not take into account the possibility that there was this supernatural revolution of the world, both in the on the upper levels and the lower levels of the world. All the various neat order of the strata underground of the different levels, right, he says, are all, he says, nizbalbaluas. They were all completely messed around then. All of their estimations and all of their calculations are all hevel. So the type of that's the Malbim's answer, right? And that's probably an answer you may have heard, right? This whole the idea of the flood doing all this, right? If you have a look also in the next Malbim, number 12. His baril choikrei ateva shekadu haaretz shina makoyma bizmamin hazmanim. Right, scientists have found that the Earth has shifted its axis at various times. Kasher choifrim b'mamake adama baaretz akarois matzu amok ba'adama atzamos pilim v'koyfin v'yosei brum shloichu rak be'ezor ahem. You know, they've found animals like elephants and primates that obviously would not live in the climates in which they found them, in the areas they found them now. And he says, okay, in haya she'es she'amad ha'aklim ahu karav l'kav ha'mashve edus she'bimei ha'mabul his moitet kadu ha'aris. He says, I see this as evidence that in the Mabul not only was there this whole revolution he's talking about in the strata underground, but he says there was also a change in the very earth, in the whole globe, so to speak, shifted somehow. And he says, midarom l'tzafon amdina she'amda ad ha'es ahi mashve barachokim in a mashve l'tzafon. He says a country that before that revolution would have been in the colder parts of the world was now in the equator. It's completely hot. And he says, therefore, the elephants and the monkeys that were in that warm climate, they died there, and now it's in like a cold climate. So that's the Malbim's answer. Take it or leave it, but it's an interesting attempt at a type of answering the question. And the Drush Orachaim, which I mentioned yesterday, in the I don't know, for some reason I couldn't, the Mishnayos that you have here over there were just, I think, two recent editions to actually include. I couldn't find it in them, so I just photostated it from my Mishnayos. But if you look, have a look. Soid Hash, it's on the, it's 5 paragraphs from the bottom of the first column. 5 paragraphs up from the bottom. V'soid Hashem li'ureyav. Shenimsa lohem she'anachnu keis b'hakofa dalad. We're in the fourth epoch of the world. Shulafi seida sheshes mei bereshis keneged yom revi, which parallels the fourth day of creation. Shebohemid ha'kodesh baruch hu ma'oros ha'olam, in which Hashem placed the sun, the moon, the stars, etc. So he says, V'chein gam b'hekev zeh ala or ha-Torah. That's why symbolically in this particular cycle of creation is when the Torah came. That's like the ultimate light, right? As in the Torah Ora song, right? So what he says is there are a number of different epochs of creation and destruction, creation and destruction. We're in the fourth. And then if you skip down, I mean, you can read this yourself in your massive amounts of spare time, but Ata Acha Yedidi Ru'u, the bottom paragraph, Al Eze Basis Adnei Torah Kedoshim Munachim, look at the foundations of our Torah. Ki Asoid Azet Shanim Salav Asena Rav Asena, this secret that was handed down to our forefathers and our rabbis, Heim Gilu Lano Zeh Kama Me'ah Shanim, they found this hundreds of years ago. Right, Mitzanu Shuv Bateva Brul Eino, they found evidence for this in nature, clearly in our eyes. Bizmanim Amu Charin Ki Bizmanim Abahir B'Yoseh, in our times. What did they find? Haruah hamishtokeik sheba'odom, the curiosity of men. Hachafet segalsko, which seeks to uncover all hidden things. Chasav v'yichapes kechulda b'kravim shel adama. People have searched out like weasels into the deepest parts of the earth. But harem ayosek v'arim, in the highest mountains, sheba'olam b'hare pirinin. Uva Carpathian Giberna, the Carpathian mountain range. Uva hare kardalan b'America, and the Kardalan mountains in America. Uvahare Himalay, Bigvul China, and the Himalaya Mountains on the borders of China. And they found Khafru Vachasru Matsu Shakulanis Havwalide Sidre Sloim Noiroim Shimunachim Kilu Hushluchu Bli Sidur Zalzebekoya Khazakunara. They found evidence of massive cataclysmic events that have shaped the geology of the world in amazing ways. Tsluyim chalulim zeal zeal roichav shara atzlo yeshur shins habikazois rak al yedei velten revolution, only through a world revolution. Shaya pam achas al yado yisbarach hagoyer ba'aris b'tzis habikrek. In other words, a cataclysmic event. And then he says, they furthermore odlo histapku b'zeh, they didn't stop there. Chasru b'ma'amake eretz u'bekirvei ezer meos klapter, they dug down hundreds of klapter. I assume that's a measurement. I think, I don't know what. Amok tachas pe'elyon aretz, chipsu bergavenk, umatsu toch oivi adama dalad sadar, and they found four different levels of types of grounds, each different levels, which indicates different periods. Va'abruyim, shebemin shura adama lechaverta, matsu tamid shoysim shumnachim b'shur tachtoina, heim bnuyim begoidel anaki yoysim oysim shumnachim b'shur shomayla. They found huge differences, larger creatures, the lower down they went. I'm not sure if that's correct, okay, but that's what he says. Let's skip to the next paragraph. Od kasva tivim yesh kama hoychochas b'teva sharis lo pamachas dechifa noiroa mikerim avavazor. The world had some terrible cataclysmic shock. Maybe that was the asteroid that they now hypothesize destroyed the dinosaurs, etc. Chein matzu b'shnas elef v'tavtav zayin lemisparim b'mdinas Siberian Siberia b'ktei sofen shaloylam. Tachas akerach ha-noira asher sham, they found under the horrific ice that is in Siberia, pil echad gadol me'od, k'mo gimel dal parim asher nimtzata, a elephant three or four times the size of the elephants we have today, v'shoifi atzmois avata oimdim, the Sologishan Museum, the Petersburg, in some type of museum in Petersburg. Right, and he says obviously he says it must have been a much warmer climate at that time to have these type of creatures. Skipping another paragraph, two paragraphs. Ukvar yadanu ma'atzmois chaya anaki acha sheninze ba'amke eretz saviv ir Baltimore ba'America asher orcha yudzayin regel. Right, some huge creature found near Baltimore. Go for mikapois raglei harishonim akteach tatoni yud aleph regel, like, you know, 11 meters. Right. The Gamba Europa, the Eretz Gevir, they've found all these things. Karabashen kol min chayazos mammoth. Chay matsu min bria shikorin iguanodon. You see that there? Shigavoya tesbav regel. Shemachala rak chatsir haya, and apparently it only ate, grain. Vaod min chaya acheris matsu shikuru megalosaurus. Shaisa rak mat katan me iguanodon. Aval haisa chaisa terefes, but it was carnivorous. Voicheles bosar. Mikola amur. From all of the above, all the stuff that the Kabbalists told us for hundreds of years, that the world was destroyed, recreated, all these epochs, every time the world became a little more developed, a little more advanced. He was very, very happy that his understanding of the Kabbalim, of these different epochs of creation, destruction, each one going to a higher level of complexity, and so on and so forth, was confirmed by what he thought was the discovery of the geologists. Again, have to accept his explanation, his pshat, but I do find it interesting that here is the Tiferes Yisrael, who is not only not bothered by the geologists, he was very excited, clearly. Right, I mean, he's going on quite at length of all this. He was very excited with these discoveries because it just confirmed his idea that there were prior worlds to this world. And by prior worlds, it means on this planet. Prior epochs, I think, would probably be the correct terminology. Okay. All right, we will stop here. And...